Some people feel like square pegs and round holes. They don't seem to fit in. Perhaps they need to assess their spiritual gifts. Every believer has a gift with which to serve in the body of Christ. Some teach, some exhort, some serve, some manage. Our gifts may vary, but the Holy Spirit bestows some gift on each of God's people. Discerning what your gift is, that's what's crucial. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today we continue our series on what happens when the Spirit has His way. Turn with us to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 as Dr. Lutzer comes again to speak on the gift of service.
Have you ever thought of the fact that the Trinity put you together? And the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit determined what your gifting would be? What a beautiful statement. Today, in the midst of our world that is so busy with all of the distractions and all of the cell phones, I think I'm going to preach about that in a couple of months. Cell phones. The average person looks at his cell phone 34 times a day. In the midst of this, would you just bask in the fact that the Trinity knows about you, the Trinity gifted you, and our gifts come from the same source. But notice also that these gifts have the same purpose. The same purpose. You'll notice it says, to each, verse 7, is given the manifestation of the Spirit. I went to bed last night meditating on that. I thought, how beautiful can you get? The manifestation of the Spirit. You and I are to show forth the manifestation of the Spirit. And then it says, it is given for the common good. Common good. That's why you're gifted, is for the common good. The Greek word is symphone, from which we get the word symphony. Now, you know that we had an orchestra here this morning, and before I came on the platform, I asked some of them, what are some of the instruments that are played? And, of course, we know about the violins, and we know about the trombones, and the cello, and the bass, and all those. And they gave me some others whose names escape me at the moment. But this morning, I was here early enough, before many of you were, and I heard them warming up. It sounded awful. I mean, I think it sounded something like cats in a barrel. That's the way we are. But once they are in tune, what a beautiful symphony. In fact, let's give them a hand for the way in which they blessed us this morning. Now, what Paul says is this, that we as a church are to be a beautiful symphony. And I want to extend it a little bit and say that we are to make music that God enjoys and takes delight in, despite the fact that the functions of the gift are very different. You know what this means? The real issue when you come to church isn't, were you blessed? I hope that you are. The real issue isn't, did I just enjoy every piece of music? I hope that you're like me, and you did. But that isn't really the issue. The issue is, how did I personally contribute to the church and to the glory of God? Because that's really what is at stake. You know, Vance Havner was a Southern preacher who used to roll off one-liners. And all of us as preachers quote him from time to time. And he said, I haven't heard a sermon in which I didn't get anything. But he said, I've had some mighty close calls. We've all had our mighty close calls. But that isn't really the issue. You're here for the common good. You're here to create the symphony. And could I just digress for a moment and talk about Moody Church? At prayer meeting last Wednesday, I went around with a microphone and we heard some testimonies. The diversity just absolutely blessed us. We had a wonderful testimony from a woman who came to us from Nigeria, who had been raised Muslim and is a believer today. We heard a testimony from somebody who was recently here from the Philippines. We heard a testimony from someone from Romania. And I listened to all these, and I told the people at prayer meeting that of all the churches in the world that I would rather be, there is none quite like the Moody Church with its diversity and the fact that we together make a symphony. And I hope that the music that we make in our unity is honoring to the Lord. 72 different countries of origin represented right here in this congregation. All coming together to bless God. Gifts have the same source, God. They have the very same purpose. The singular purpose is for the common good. God created you in the way in which he did so that you could bless others and bless us, and we need every one of you. And they have, however, different functions. Now, let's look at this, what the Apostle Paul says. And I'm going to read through this list of gifts, letting you know in advance that there are three basic categories of gifts. Now, not all the ones that he listed here, this is not a complete list. In fact, Romans chapter 12 actually has my primary gift is not listed here in this chapter. And even here where the Apostle Paul lists the various gifts, he adds some in verse 27 and following. He talks about helps and administration. So there are maybe 19 or 20 if you take all the lists of the New Testament and combine them, about 19 or 20 different gifts. And they fall into basically three categories. There are speaking gifts, teachers and exhorters and so forth. And then there are what we call sign gifts. Those are the miracle gifts that we'll get to in a moment. And then there are also service gifts, administration, helps, etc. And so those are three basic categories of gifting. Let's look at this brief list that he has here. He says, to one is given the utterance of wisdom. God knows that we need that. And to another, the utterance of knowledge. There are some people who know an awful lot, and they can contribute with their knowledge. It's according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. We all have faith. But some people can believe God not only for themselves but for others. They have implicit faith in God, and they benefit the congregation. And then it says gifts of healing. Actually, it's plural, gifts of healings. Evidently, in the church, there were those who perhaps one person was especially adept at being able to pray for people who had a certain disease, and someone else could pray for people who had a different kind of a disease or whatever it was that they were going through, and some were especially gifted to be able to do that. And then it says the working of miracles, a little broader category. Maybe it includes exorcism. It includes the gifts that would function within the body of Jesus Christ. And now we continue. Gifts of healing, gifts of working miracles, to another prophecy, which can refer, yes, to receive a revelation from God or to preach the word of God and to tell forth God's word like I'm doing right now. To the other, the ability to distinguish between spirits. Oh, I think we need that today. There's no doubt that what Paul has in mind is the ability to be able to distinguish between the work of the devil and the work of the Holy Spirit. And you think that's easy? That's not easy at all. There are people today, Jesus said, who will, in the name of Jesus, cast out demons and do many wonderful works, and they'll be disqualified in the day of judgment. One of the most sobering passages of Scripture in Matthew chapter 7. Now, sometimes you watch television, and I can just tell this person is doing his, quote, miracles under the power of the devil, even though he uses the name of Jesus, by the way. And Paul talks about that in another passage, and years ago I preached on that other passage. But the point is that sometimes they run concurrently. That is to say, it's difficult to distinguish because Satan's workers appear as angels of light doing miracles, and they'll do it in the name of Jesus. We need people today who have the gift of discernment, who can distinguish the false from the true. Big topic. And then we go on to tongues and so forth. Now, I'm going to take a bit of a detour here and talk about tongues. I remember seeing a sign saying, "That Frenchman detour, he really made some bad roads." Well, do I have to repeat that for some of you? Let's take a bit of a detour regarding tongues, because it is the most controversial gift. The gift of tongues, some people say, and I'm only looking at it through a real sliver here, really fast. I mentioned it in previous messages that I believe that it was God's special gift to prove and to indicate that from now on the gospel was going to Gentiles in all the different languages of the world. He was reversing the Tower of Babel, which divided the world because of languages. God says, now I'm bringing them together. And the gospel is going to go worldwide, not just in the beautiful Hebrew language, but the guttural sounds of Gentile languages. Well, my friend, this is Pastor Lutzer, and as you have already guessed, this message will continue next time, and I hope that you tune in for it as I continue a very brief discussion on the controversial gift of tongues. So you can tune in at that time to have a further exposition of this particular doctrine. But I'm glad also that you've tuned in, because this is a series of messages titled When the Spirit Has His Way, because it's my desire that the Holy Spirit of God would have His way in my heart, and I pray that the Spirit will have His way in your heart as well. My friend, today I believe that the Holy Spirit of God has for us many blessings that we have never experienced. And we've not experienced them simply because we are unaware of the Spirit's work. That's part of it. The other part is, and this is where it becomes very sensitive and very personal, we oftentimes live grieving the Holy Spirit, don't we? Let's not do that. May God grant us the grace to deal with whatever He brings to our attention, so that we can move on in sanctification, pleasing the Lord with the Spirit's power. Well, as I mentioned, next time we're going to continue this series of messages and this particular message. If you'd like to connect with us, if you'd like to be able to communicate and let us know that this ministry has been a blessing to you, our email address is media@moodychurch.org. That's media@moodychurch.org. And of course, you can go to our website, moodychurch.org, where you can find out about the ministry of Moody Church and resources that are available. From my heart to yours, hope to see you right here next time on Running to Win.
Erwin Lutzer with more on the gift of service, the ninth message in a series on When the Spirit Has His Way. Some believers are reluctant to focus on the Holy Spirit because they think it means having to speak in tongues. Tomorrow, a careful look into the Bible for clarity on what tongues are and what they're not. This 10-part series will be sent on CD as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Ask about When the Spirit Has His Way. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.